1950, Twisted End.
I'm not gonna miss that stink. Lyra grimaces as she quietly climbs through the nauseous, slime and vapor-filled tunnels that make up the Eldenberg sewer system. The basement of the world's most influential conglomerate, the Coherence Incorporated, is a maze of dark, narrow corridors and windowless rooms. The walls are made of cold, unforgiving steel, and the floors slick with oil and grime. Lyra O. Kelvin infiltrates the power room, which houses the massive steam engines that provide power to the whole building. Underneath the shiny patina of this futuristic corporation, coal was moving the same rolling turbines. Cheap, reliable, efficient, and prone to incidents. Lyra avoids the automaton loading the coal in the gigantic furnace, then approaches a very old-fashioned valve and turns it twice, counterclockwise. She doesn't stop looking at an equally old-fashioned pressure gauge rising toward the red danger area. 17 minutes and 12 seconds for the fireworks. Lyra smiles. Lyra leaves the room and sleeps inside the elevator at the end of the deserted corridor. When the door closes, Lyra reaches into her left pocket for a small humming device she had spent months developing. She takes a deep breath and looks at it. The green light indicates that no splitting has occurred yet. She sighs with relief while the elevator darts upward toward the sky. All good. There is still only one me. With the whistle of the rising pressure in the boiler room still resonating in her ears, Lyra looks out of the glass elevator down toward the grey roof of Eldenberg. Outside the city's perimeter, there is only a black, dead expanse where life has been sucked away so thoroughly that even hope itself is but a memory in the service of that chaos. When that bitter, arrogant old man showed her the trick with the coin, she immediately understood the connection. However, only years of stubborn study and research into the thermodynamics of world twisting, or as she and her colleagues preferred, quantum mechanics, had allowed her to clearly understand how deep was the mess they all were in. The box allowed multiple realities happening simultaneously to interact with each other, which required a steep price. To work, the device generated an insane amount of entropy, siphoned to the surrounding environment. Therefore, while the Coherence Incorporated thrived, the rest of the world splurged into chaos, with all the beautiful complexity of life slowly washing away into oblivion. That device cannot be allowed to be exploited, not even allowed to exist. The elevator stops at the last floor with a ding. The door opens to a desert room. The style of the environment is different from the rest of the grey, heavy industrial complex. It seems old. An intricate mechanism made by copper, gold, and silver tubings, clockworks, pulleys, and steam is fused with the building and part of the walls. Everything here seems active, every bit working together to refry the very true mechanisms of the world. Lyra's attention rapidly focuses back on the present. A bullet misses her ear by an inch, leaving a ringing sound close to her brain. Another security automaton? No, this time it feels different. Lyra rushes forward, dashing behind the desk while another round of bullets flashes toward her. Lyra activates another device in her pocket, then dives to the...
Fast, you know what to do.